Today is a day of celebration, Confirmation Sunday, and we are so thrilled for Ellie and Luke and Olivia to affirm their baptism. And I think, Olivia, you set a new record for the time between baptism and affirmation. So that's pretty cool. That's very cool. But it is also a day for us to consider a sort of a religious high water day, which was Ascension Day. 40 days after Easter, and this is from our first reading, and it's always on a Thursday, is Ascension Day, when we remember and celebrate that Jesus, after spending 40 days appearing to the disciples and showing himself to be very much alive, ascends into heaven to be seated at the right hand of God. And so we saw this story play out. And Jesus gives some last words of instruction. He says, "Be my witnesses to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." He gives the disciples, and by extension, the church, this mission, this directive to be witnesses. Witnesses give testimony from things that have happened in their life. So in other words, part of what it means to be followers of Jesus, to be those who affirm their faith and their baptism, part of what that means is that we tell the story of what God has done in our lives. We give witness and we tell the story. Now, some ways, confirmation, of course, you all have worked a lot of time, 3 years, right? Three. And you've come and you've learned about the Bible, you've had fellowship with each other, your parents and all your family have supported you and nurtured you along the way. And today we celebrate confirmation. But I'm here to say, and I've said it before, but I say it again, confirmation is not graduation from church, right? It's a high water day, but God's not done working in your lives. And God's not done showing you the truth about God, the truth about you, and giving you opportunities to live into the blessings that God has in mind for you. So we're here to cheer you on, to celebrate this day, and to say, amen. Way to go. But Jesus himself, from our first reading, our gospel text, is John 17. And it's part of what's called the farewell discourse, because Jesus was doing his own kind of graduation, right? He was graduating to the cross. He knew that he was going to the cross, and he knew that he was going to be leaving the disciples. And after 3 years of ministry, Jesus had been teaching the disciples, walking with them, helping them, encouraging them, but he was going to go to the cross, and they were going to have to do the work of the church. And so in this farewell discourse in chapter 17 is a prayer of Jesus. And he prays to his Father in heaven for the disciples. The thing that was on Jesus' mind in the last night of his life fundamentally was the disciples. He was worried about them. He wanted them to not feel abandoned or lost. So he says, "I'm going to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to lead you, to guide you, to help you understand the truth about me, about the Bible, about life." And so today, as we affirm the baptism of our confirmants today, we ask again for the Holy Spirit to be with you, to lead you and guide you, to help direct your steps, to help you to see clearly when life gets complicated or confusing. That was Jesus' prayer for the disciples. That's Jesus' prayer for all of us, that we have that gift of the Holy Spirit, as it says in John 14, to remind you of all the things I've taught you. That's one of the biggest blessings, I think, in the whole Bible. It says the Holy Spirit will remind you of all that has been taught, right? So if we did a pop quiz right now, of all that you learned in confirmation, how do you think you would do? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Maybe in the middle, okay. But the truth is, the Holy Spirit is there to help us, to remind us of those things, and probably something you've heard in confirmation these past 3 years, 30 years from now, it's going to pop in your brain and you're going to remember something. How many of you say that was true for yourself, that there's something you learned when you were a kid in confirmation or other things that you go, wow. So I'm going to tell you what I learned. We had to watch a video about Martin Luther. We know all about him, right? Martin Luther, we're a Lutheran church. Martin Luther was a monk who lived over 500 years ago, and we watched this video. So this is a long time ago, because I'm not young. And they were talking about grace in this video, and it was almost like we were being brainwashed, because they had this one phrase that they said over and over and over, like a soft whisper. It said, grace, undeserved and free. And it was like, grace, undeserved and free. Undeserved and free. And they said it so many times in that video that none of us in my confirmation group would ever forget grace, undeserved and free. So that was this little kernel of the gospel, this little morsel that maybe I forget the Bible verses, maybe I forget some of the stories or some of the intricacies of our Christian faith, but if I can just remember that grace, that God's love for you is undeserved, in other words, God's grace is not about merit. You don't have to be a perfect person. You don't even have to be a good person. It's undeserved. God's grace is given to those who don't deserve it. That's what makes it grace. Undeserved and free. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. It's a gift that God gives to us through the cross. God's grace is given to you. And so we celebrate today your confirmation, but we also celebrate all of us the gift of God's grace and the transformation when we understand that God loves us no matter what. And as Jesus was having his last day of his life, he had this deep and abiding prayer for each of us to know that we were loved, to know the truth, that God's love for you is undeserved and free. It will always be with you. And no matter what struggles you go through, because there will be struggles, that's just life. There are times that life gets really hard. And the promise of the Holy Spirit is that it will nudge you and remind you, you are a beloved child of God. And there's nothing you could ever do that will take that away. So Jesus prays for his disciples. And he says, let them be one. Let them be in one human family, that we are all connected to each other. Let them never forget that whatever forces are in this world that try to divide us, for whatever impulses that human beings have to seek to rip apart the human family, Jesus prays that we would be one, one in spirit and one in the understanding that God's love is for you. It is for you. That in baptism, in these waters of baptism, we are reminded that we are washed clean forever, that we are declared a child of God. And so today we celebrate Olivia and Luke and Ellie, that their relationship with God is taking a next step. And so we're here to celebrate your faith, to celebrate your life and the light that you have within you that God has given you to shine brightly so that all the world would see through you the glory of God. It's a high and holy calling, one for each of us as the baptized to live into so that we might show God's amazing love and grace.